This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Well, it's a little old news now, I suppose. But this was Deshaun Watson, who is now quarterback one for the Cleveland Browns. This was him talking after his appearance in the preseason game over the weekend and responding to the crowd noise. Here it is, Mike.
Let's explain what just happened with Peyton.
Wrong one. You'll get it. I believe in you.
The biggest thing is, I think you guys know too, and I think the whole world knows, it has nothing to do about the performance. It's a little bit personal than that, so I think that's... a disrespectful thing. I'm gonna keep whatever I feel with me and my family internally on how I feel about that. Just move on. Last time I played on this field, I tore my Achilles. And that same fan base, they cheered when I got hurt. So, does that have to do with, or does that have to do with anything about performance? When a person get hurt, especially to their own city, and they cheer.
Does any of that make you regret coming here?
No, I don't regret anything in my life. You know, I think the Lord put me through situations for a reason, so I don't regret anything at all. But, you know, I had different thoughts on how it was going to be, but, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes, you know, the tables turn, and I'm patient enough because I'm a child of God to, you know, wait for that time to change, so I'm not tripping.
You don't regret anything? Like maybe over 22 incidents? You don't regret anything like that?
Yeah, that's wild.
I mean, it's one of those things where he was never really found guilty, but he settled. So we kind of go there with our minds. Deshaun Watson, though, after being announced the starting quarterback by the Browns, did say, hey, I was kind of... sorry. He basically said he regrets the fan comments that he made. He said, took in the full body of work over the course of the offseason to training camp. Oh, this is what Todd Monken said, excuse me. Took in the full body of work over the course of the offseason to training camp, to the games, to joint practice, and ultimately felt like to start the season on the road, Deshaun gave us the best chance to move the ball and score points. At least he didn't say gave us the best chance to win. I mean, that's really what it's about.
And you don't have a lot of chances
felt
to win.
That way going into the last game, but wasn't sure. And after we talked as a staff and after we relooked at everything, we're going to go that direction. So he's the guy. He was frustrated with the fans on Saturday. On Monday, he said, I thought I was going to get a little different response, but I think my emotions got the best of me. My comments weren't intending to go at any of the fans around the city because there's been a lot of great fans that have been supporting me. And I know the frustration. This organization has put a lot of investment in coming to get me back in 2022, and things haven't been going the right direction that we thought it was. A lot of injuries, a lot of time off, and not putting the best football and my foot forward. So Deshaun Watson will be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns over Shedeur Sanders.
I think this is a bad decision for them to make. I understand why they're making it, and I am critical of fans who cheer when someone gets hurt. I I don't much like that.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not
a boo guy anyway. It is what it is. We all think we kind of know what Deshaun Watson did. And some fans really hate it. Obviously, all of us hate it. But some fans are very vocal about it. And they're booing him on the field. They boo him when he gets hurt. I mean, it's tough, dude. Because Mike, was he found guilty? He wasn't found guilty. So he's still maintaining, like, I don't have any regrets of mine. He's still maintaining that he's innocent. Am I wrong on that?
He's still maintaining that. That's what I've heard from him. But 28 women paid?
Is it 28?
It sounds victim.
Is it 28? I thought it was like 22.
Close numbers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women in a short period of time saying, this dude did this same thing to me and her and her and her. It, you know, and you paid him off, essentially. You threw the courts. You settled out of court.
Well, and then when he goes to Cleveland, they're like, hey, we back, the ownership group was like, we back Deshaun Watson. We believe him. But he's also entering whatever therapy stuff to work on himself. Wait a second. Which is it? He either did the things that would mean that are warranting therapy, or he didn't, which you maintain. Then why does he need therapy? Like, why does he need to work on himself if he didn't do any of these things?
Yeah, it was just a bad decision, not only to pay him so much money, but to sign him in the first place. They were hoping, based off of that one season where he was phenomenal, they were hoping he'd be that same guy. He is not that same guy, and the injuries make it worse.
If he wouldn't have gotten hurt and was good, do you think Browns fans would still be booing him?
I think they'd be cheering because fan bases in general would cheer, but I don't think he'd have a lot of jerseys purchased.
Nobody wants this in Cleveland, by the way. Nobody wants this. Cleveland is putting the least desirable quarterback in the league. I don't care about skill set. They're putting him out on the field to start. And I don't know. I guess they're paying him a ton of money. They're a fully guaranteed 5-year, $230 million contract. After more than 24 women accused him of sexual assault and inappropriate conduct during massage sessions. It's a pretty serious deal. They still gave him the money. They traded 3 first-round picks to the Texans. And then gave him the fully guaranteed 5-year, $230 million contract. So I guess they have to put their morals and values to the side because they went all in on this guy. So in their mind, they're thinking, we have to at least try and see if he's at least a good football player, which, again, is going to cross you into a different boundary.
Yeah, I thought the Broncos got fleeced by the Seahawks. Nope.
Russell Wilson doing handstands on the airplane and eating Wolverine blood and all that stuff. Like, that's nothing. You know, having his own locker room and having his own quarterback coach, like, that's nothing compared to what we're seeing here in Cleveland. I mean, this is when you've reached the lowest of lows.
But, and they've had the lowest of lows many times.
They knew all these were going on. They knew these cases were happening, and yet they still went and traded 3 first-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
And I bet Houston was like, we would have done it for 1.
I don't. Boy, I just don't know, Mike. That is one of those stories where you just cannot believe that it happened. And that's why they're starting him. You know, they're starting him because they paid him a lot of money. They're giving him a lot of money to play football, which he hasn't played a lot of because he's been hurt. This is crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
This is why I say, how Cleveland Browns of them. Yeah. Like, you could say, you could equate many stupid decisions that people do in real life to the Cleveland Browns because they make so many stupid decisions.
Well, yeah, I should have never moved on from Baker Mayfield. Texter here from Rory in Fort Cotton, FOCO. They have 45 million reasons to start Watson when Shador wasn't marketably better. I don't want to speak from like watching any of these games because I didn't watch a lot of – I didn't watch a ton of preseason football outside of the Broncos. I think I caught like one or two games. I'm only interested in the Broncos in the preseason for the most part. Unless I'm sitting there on my couch watching, whatever, I'll take in preseason. But it just seems like an odd choice. You got a guy saying the fan base has turned on me, they're booing me, and they hate me, and I think it's disrespectful, it's personal. And that's going to still be how the fans feel today.
They're probably even more angry.
He said, Chris, sounds like maybe they're setting up Deshaun Watson for failure. Or just trying to put it to bed and just be done.
You kind of have to.
Maybe you do. Maybe
you're
you
not going to try to win this year, which I don't think they're going to try to win this year. You have to go.
You just throw him out there
mistake, and, then
and see what he does, and just say, "Hey, we went all in on it. Hate us for the decision we made a while ago, but we made it. It's over.
Can't Did that go guy back. Get fired?
Can't go back and undo it. So we might as well." Throw him out there and see what he has. And if he's bad, then we know. Then we move on and we go with Shador. What do you think that conversation was like, though? I doubt it was like that personal with Shador. I doubt it was like opening up saying, here's the deal, man. We paid him a lot of money. Traded a lot of things for him. We got to at least throw him out there. I doubt that went over well.
Yeah, I'm sure if I was them, I'd say, now keep this quiet, but we think that you're better. We just need to prove that to the fan base that he's bad.
There's no way they're saying that. There's no way they're saying that to him.
Because I don't think he's going to be that much better.
No, I don't think so either. I don't look at it and say, oh, wow, Shador's, again, not watching, just reading. I can't imagine he's that much. I mean, he must not even be that much close because that close. Big Hub, he's got all that money, so I guess you have no choice but to play him. Kind of. I mean, it does kind of. It shows you where we are. Like, it's a business. GoPoke says, I think we are learning new lows exist almost every day. Yeah. Got a lot of weird stories out there. A lot of weird reporters out there reporting on stuff that's personal family business, but they're making it theirs to report.
That's the one that pisses me off the most.
But I'll say this, though. It pisses me off, too. Somebody's feeding him information that trusts him. This Tony Farmer, he's got legitimate information.
And report the legit information. Don't report.
But why is this guy so good? Like, he has 24,000 followers on X. That's a good number. But it's not like Adam Schefter. Like, this isn't the guy that you're like, give that guy the news. How's he getting the news? How's he getting this stuff?
Paying people.
You think so?
Probably.
Who do you pay? You find somebody involved in all these different organizations? Pay him what? How much money does this guy have?
You just say, hey, third-tier training guy, why is this guy off? Here's $5,000. Just let me know something, and I'll do some more investigation.
Boy, I don't know.
But you just there are some people, like, if I got news from the NFL guy,
yeah, if you got news,
I immediately would cut it off.
Yeah. Faith says no way he was better. No way he was better than Watson. Definitely hasn't been just watching the preseason, even per those out watching practices say Sanders is better. So you're saying no way. Shador is better than Watson. I thought it was going to be Shador Sanders for sure, Mike. The longer this went on, it seemed like he was going to be the guy. Yeah, you're right. Now Faith says, now Watson's regretting ripping the fans. Yeah, now he's a starting quarterback, so he's like, I'm going to be out there a lot, so hopefully I can mend some fences so I'm not booed all the time while I'm out there. And that's probably going to still happen for a while until he throws a 30-yard touchdown pass, 50-yard touchdown pass, and then the crowd goes, oh, you know what? What do you do?
Fandom beats morality.
You do forget. You tend to kind of forget. I don't know if Deshaun's one of those guys, but I guess we're going to find out. It's been a while since he's played. I mean, he served an 11-game suspension to begin his tenure with the Browns. He paid a $5 million fine and completed a treatment program. So it wasn't therapy, it was a treatment program after the NFL and NFL's Player Association reached a settlement in August 2022 on his disciplinary matter. Like, he didn't get, he wasn't found guilty for it, but he was found guilty for it. Like,
yeah,
this is, it,
you not had to just go in to the court treatment? Of public opinion.
If you didn't do it, then why are you going to treatment?
Yeah, his wallet thought treatment? He was guilty too.
What are you getting treatment for? I don't know. He has a 9-10 record as the Browns' starting quarterback, and his past two seasons as the starter have ended due to injury. In 2023, Watson underwent season-ending surgery following a displaced fracture to the right throwing shoulder. The injury forced Watson to miss the final 9 games of that season, including the team's AFC wildcard loss to the Texans. Watson did not play in the 2025 season after undergoing 2 surgeries to address a torn Achilles he sustained in October 2024. Deshaun Watson said it was a big investment, and we haven't gotten the product out of that investment just so far, and I have another shot. I have another chance, so I want to make sure I take full responsibility of this opportunity. Crazy. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. It's the whole show. Did you guys watch the game Friday? Did you watch the Broncos get blasted by the Green Bay Packers? Does it matter? Do you care? What did you see? And when did you see it? We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Dan Orlovsky, he reacted to the Daquan Wright stuff. He said being set up to play for LSU after being waived, you know, he was into the portal. He said the floodgates are going to open. On the fifth year, guys. The guys that are given this fifth year, but not given this fifth year, but are given this fifth year, but aren't given this fifth year. Isn't it so damn confusing? God, the NCAA just botched the crap out of this.
They've botched the crap out of everything they've done.
It's their fault first. They tried to do a good thing. And then it turned out to be not a good thing, because that was the first question we had when this happened. Who's all eligible? Well, people that exhausted their current eligibility before the rule was made in the spring of 2026. But then it's like, well, what if there's Brock Wisney people that played 4 straight years, but because they're a senior now, they're not given a fifth year. But if you're a junior now, you were given a fifth year. But the senior now, not given a fifth year in spring of 2026. Did they not see this?
They did not see it coming.
That would have been my first question. Who's eligible? Well, everybody that will continue to be an NCAA player in the fall of 2026. Okay, what about, there's going to be some cases of guys that finished in the spring of 2026 that played just 4 years and would have 5. Yeah, but they're already done. By the time this goes through, it's already done. The year's over.
They should have
made it.
They're
going to be upset about that. They're going to file lawsuits against that.
Yeah, they should have made it for every player currently in the NCAA, including people who have signed. Like, if you are signed, if you are with a team, whether you're 1 year in or 4 years in.
Which none of them would have signed yet because it was still spring. They could have obviously declared if you think you're a senior. But even then, I would have said there's an amendment to that. They could have saved themselves all the hassle by simply saying, we're going to go back to 2022. If you played 4 years straight, no redshirt freshman, no injury redshirt, if you played four straight years, Brock Wisney, then you are eligible for a fifth year. If you played 4 years, if you were in college for five but only played four, then you're not eligible. Simple as that. There's no that would have done the trick, Mike. That would have taken us back to 2022, and that's the fine line you hit. If you played four straight seasons, if you have an extreme case, you went and served in the military. Like, those are things that are going to pop up actually on this stuff.
Yeah, like the Mormons at BYU.
If you're on a mission, you do it like a missions trip, or you decided to go serve for a year or so, then yes. But they didn't think of the obvious thing in front of them. So this is where I hesitate to say the floodgates are going to open, because this is the exception year. This is the weird year. Next year, if Billy Bob, who is in his or had completed his fifth year, which would be 2 years, I guess, they're going to file lawsuits because they're going to say, well, what about this Daquan Wright guy? He got to go back. Well, that was an extenuating circumstance. GoPoke says, the biggest question I have now, how will the infighting go down between the teams and the conference office? Yeah, is the SEC going to punish the LSU? Are they going to say, hey, we're going to do what they did to Sorsby, the whole Sorsby Texas Tech thing. You're not going to be eligible to play for an SEC championship this year. Would they do that to LSU?
Yeah, but they're not going to be playing for a championship anyway.
I hope not. Oh, my right headset started working again. Whatever you did worked. Good job, Mike. Big Hub, the NCAA put this upon themselves. They should have known. Now we have guys coming back to college ruining guys' lives who thought they were on a team. Yeah, Matt, is this a tight end? This guy that's leaving Cleveland? Is this a tight end? Yeah. So what about the starting tight end, the guy that was supposed to be the main dude, and now he's told, oh man. Now he's told, okay, well, you're gonna be backup, and then the other guy's the backup, and then the other guy's a backup, and then the other guy's a backup, and the other guy's off the team. Doesn't get to play. Like, that's how it goes. It goes all the way down. Ole Miss, this just came across my desk right now. Ole Miss had FBI sweep for bugs after Lane Kiffin's exit for LSU. Good, and make it be known that you did. Even if you didn't. Just come out and say, yeah, we swept for bugs. But they might have just literally swept for bugs, just with a broom, and were sweeping bugs out of the corner. I would blow that up. Yeah, we don't trust that guy. Nobody trusts Lane Kiffin.
LSU does, for now.
For now,
they're gonna give him 5 years. He'll do okay, but they're not gonna be any better than 9-3.
Or he'll win a lot, and then he'll leave to the next big thing.
Alabama.
Yeah. Probably.
LSU is still a big job, though.
It is one of the biggest jobs. But Lane Kiffin's going for the big. What's the biggest job in college football? Alabama?
The NFL is a bigger job.
In college football.
I know, but I'm saying, I don't know if he'd go to Alabama. If he had a really successful career, they're sending him to the NFL.
No, he ain't going to the NFL. He wouldn't go to the
NFL. He'd go to the Browns.
Not now.
The Browns would make that decision.
That he wouldn't go to the NFL. Would he make as much in the NFL as he does at LSU?
Maybe.
Mm.
But the prestige, he likes the attention.
GoPoke says, I agree with Mike. It's all about when did you know it. That was a minimum in August. What did you say? I don't think it should be like, when did you know that you could have a fifth year? I simply say, The NCAA screwed up. You signed a professional contract, whether it's for training camp or not, you signed it. It doesn't, the whole when did you know thing, it doesn't hold up. You shouldn't be able to come back. You were participating in an NFL training camp. Brock Wisney signed a contract to go play in Spain.
I'm sorry, Brock, but you got to stay in Spain.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. It is. But I just think that you've already signed that contract. Teams have already moved on. You've already moved on. That team you signed with has already moved on. Now, again, Cleveland doesn't care. They don't care. Whatever, we cut the guy. He entered the portal. That's odd. Whatever, he's not going to play for us anyway. What a dumpster fire. Who does things at the NCAA? Like who's making these decisions? Who came up with the 5 for 5 and then said, let's cut it off here?
Whoever it is, the Browns are hiring him next year.
Did nobody ask, like, well, what about the guys that are, what about Brock Wisney? They would technically have another year. Yeah, let's not think about that, though. Well, the lawyers did, because these guys all over the country started suing and started getting restraining orders, and then other players, lawyers, probably contacted other players that were eligible. You know that lawyers just dug in on this, right? Even the lawyer we talked to?
You know that
her firm dug in and said, what players in Colorado specifically would fit this criteria that played 4 straight years and would technically have that 5th year?
I don't want to call them ambulance chasers, but a lot of them are.
It's in the NCAA now. You see one guy win a lawsuit, and the rest are going to go crazy. That's why the Sorsby thing was so big when it happened. It was like, if you let this guy play, then anybody that ever gets caught gambling is going to have a case. And they still have a case. Because they were going to allow it. It was not that the NCAA wanted it, but they were going to allow it. It was going to happen. Because the NCAA is toothless. They're toothless and brainless. At the same time, that's a very dangerous combination. Because even when they come up with a good idea, it's a bad idea. And even when it's a good idea that's not a bad idea, it gets shot down because somebody sues them. Dude, I don't know. Go Pokes, the NCAA claims the 5-5 decision to rule out the class of 2022 was made by a subcommittee, which included student-athletes. Yeah, if it did, it was student-athletes that for sure had no skin in the game anymore. Yeah, that sounds like a good number. Just let the current juniors that are getting ready to go be a senior, let them have a 5th year. So basically, they get their final year, and then they tack on the 5th year next year. But nobody thought for a second, what about those guys that are doing that did 4 for 4? What about those guys? And are we, like, if I were them, I'd be so damn scared that I'm going to get sued. I would have looked at that closely. Okay, we're giving 5 for 5. Are there players that have played 4 straight years that would be eligible for this? Yes. If we don't give them that, do you think there will be a chance of a lawsuit? Yes. That would have been the answer. It's always yes. Is there a chance of a lawsuit when it comes to the NCAA? Faith says the NCAA just becomes more of a joke on a daily basis. Yeah, because it's hard to blame the player. I mean, Mike, you got cut from the Browns. There's a loophole that you found, an attorney found, that allows you to go play for any team that will pick you up if you enter the portal. Which, we're not even in the portal window. We're not even in that. We're not supposed to even have, like, this isn't the time to do it. That was a big deal, too. They made the change to just the one portal window. This isn't even one of the first two. It's August 24th. And this guy's going to just roll back to LSU. Is he going to classes? Does he just enroll? Hope I get my dorm room back. He probably lived in a house at that point, but
that he bought. Or someone else bought for him, a booster.
Oh my gosh. This is crazy. The executive director of Ole Miss's NIL Collective said the FBI searched the Rebels football office for recording devices after former coach Lane Kiffin left for SEC rival LSU following the regular season. Walker Jones, who co-founded the Grove Collective, told the Assorted Crackers podcast that the FBI searched for bugs in the football offices at the Manning Center once Kiffin bolted for LSU after guiding the Rebels to an 11-1 record. Jones told the podcast, we actually had the FBI come through and walk the building for bugs and for everything. We kind of knew what was in Baton Rouge, and we knew how they operated. I remember getting on my knees and looking underneath the desk, like checking, is there some sort of bug in my office? When asked why he was looking under his desk, said Jones, trust me, you don't know this guy, Kiffin, like I do. You remember when I first started this show, and I'm a big pro guy, I like pro sports. And people were like, I still love college more because it's so much, it's pure. They play for the love of the game.
This is
the most corrupt. No, not anymore. It always has been. It's always been corrupt. They've always been doing this stuff. So I just laughed it off. You know why I like pros? Because they have freaking contracts. They don't have under the table dealings. I mean, yeah, they kind of do, but not like this. Like the Kawhi Leonard thing. Like that's happening. It's just less corrupt. College sports is like FIFA, man. It's a dirty business. Entertaining on Saturdays, but absolutely a sideshow on Mondays. And that's where we are right now. Big Hub says, I highly doubt he got enrolled by season. By season time. It's absolutely ridiculous this is even allowed. How can he just suit up after facing NFL players? The NCAA doesn't want this. Trust me, they're pushing hard on this case. And I kept asking, why are they pushing so hard on this one? This is the one they're really sinking their teeth into. This is why. Because they're made a laughingstock again. And this is the worst one yet. This is worse than NIL. This is part of NIL, but this is worse than that. This is worse than Lane Kiffin's thing. It's part of Lane Kiffin's thing now, but you literally have a guy that was playing for a professional football team 5 seconds ago, and now he's in LSU. He's at LSU. Whew, 41 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break here. Final thoughts on the Broncos preseason game 2 against the Green Bay Packers coming up next. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The only thing I'm seeing on Riley Moss is that it's not serious. Reporters are not expecting him to practice today, but his rib injury is not considered serious at this point.
So hopefully it's a little tiny bruise that hurt really bad.
That hurt really bad, and maybe you're like, hey, it's a preseason game, so you're not going to go back out there. So just kind of leave it alone. Final thoughts on the game that was. Bo looked good. The Jalen Waddle thing's going to be awesome. Jonah Coleman, I don't know, Mike. I might mess around in the draft on Saturday and take him early. We got our KFKA draft, fantasy draft at Bruce Dick's house because he was the loser. He said, well, I was going to lose.
I think you should get Jonah Coleman, so you'll be rooting for Jonah Coleman. We can both root for the Washington Husky.
I root for him anyway, Mike.
Yeah, but you'll root for him even more now.
If it's the Broncos, it just kind of overrides my fantasy football playing stuff. But yes, it's at our fantasy draft is at Coach Bruce Dick's house, who, when I made my draft, he laughed and said, we're going to be hosting it at Brady's next year. Not only did I not have to host it, I was in the playoffs. So, I don't know. I mean, half the teams get in, but
I don't know who all's in it, but I am rooting for you to do
Brian Gary,
better than average.
Tanner Schwint. I think Brian won it last year.
Did he?
I think. Kyle Johnson.
I thought Kyle Johnson won.
No.
Is Kyle Johnson, isn't he pretty good at that?
No, we draft his team for him because he can't ever show up. So we're all pretty good at it. Collectively, we're pretty good at it.
Maybe this year, since he's not showing
Derbs,
up, you should draft an
Derbs
extra
is in
kicker.
It. Cody the Weather Guy's in it. Dancing with Himself's in it. You're the only one that works here that's not in it.
I don't enjoy fantasy football.
You and Jerry. I guess we didn't even ask Jerry.
You'd ask Jerry.
We could ask Jerry. Tanner? Jerry?
Tanner?
Tanner?
Tanner.
Ask Jerry.
Tanner
48
ask Jerry.
Minutes after the hour, what did we learn on the show today? Man, I don't even know what just happened. This was a blur of a show today. I had a plan, and there was so much crap that happened over the weekend It's one of those shows where you just walk away from it and you go, what did we talk about? Good luck podcasting this. What did we learn, if anything? Coming up next.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Spencer Smith with DNVR Rockies, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What did we learn today, Michael? Preseason still doesn't matter, but it's fun to evaluate. There are important notes you can get from the preseason, but I don't think anybody should be jumping off of a building based on the 33-13 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Riley Moss is going to be okay, it sounds like. That's good news. The running back room. Jalen Waddle. Cortland Sutton. I don't know. I don't care about the 13 points. If Evan Ingram's a guy, then look out. Look out. DeMar DeRozan is a nugget. Both sides were probably wrong and the Peyton Watson thing. It was weird. It was messed up. And college sports. Deion Sanders, too. Wow. Another thing to add to the list. And he may be 100% innocent. This could be just a money grab from some random person that kind of worked with them for a little bit. It could be nothing. And the NCAA is a mess. Just an absolute... There's another player. Seahawks player. Running back Anthony Hankerson. If he clears waivers, he plans to return to college and into the transfer portal. So there's another one. He's just going to keep going. Wild times at Ridgemont High. Michael, what did you learn today?
I learned, well, it was confirmed that Lane Kiffin has no soul.
No.
He's contributing to this.
None of them do now because they're all going to take players. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they have a soul. I don't know.
Well, he doesn't. He certainly doesn't. And I learned that no matter what you plan for on Monday, the sports world has gone so crazy lately, we may not even be talking about the Broncos next Monday.
Next Monday?
Yeah, because over the weekend, you're going to find out a bunch of stuff is
happening. Yeah, we got to talk about the roster and all that stuff, too. By the way, we're going to be live and on location on Friday. Coach speak. Bruce Dick, first off. Start us off. Starting lineup. Bruce Dick. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems, we're going to set the tone for the UNC Bears' first game ever under the lights at Nottingham Field. That is going to be a blast, and that's what we'll lead up to. That's why we do it. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.